My habits are different depending on genre. Non-fiction pulls me in because of its subject. I've recently had The Charm of Birds by Greya Falloden by my bed, along with Faber's Book of Insects by Mrs. Rodolph Staywell, and Trees and How They Grow by G. Clark Nuttall. There's a nature theme going on, obviously, and I'm not entirely sure where it's leading, but I enjoy the experience of browsing. I select these books from shelves of second-hand finds and dip into them for relief from the driving force of novels. I read them slowly and generally not from cover to cover, but selectively. This is reading as a meander and a different kind of immersion in a subject than the reading I do when I'm working on poems with a specific theme. I tend to read novels to relax or to be lost in a narrative. I love the suspension of time and reality that a novel offers me, but I'm a harsh reader. Years ago, I believed I should always read to the end. Now I'm happy to give up if I feel it's lazy or badly written. For 2 years, my reading was determined by a group I ran for the Royal Literary Fund. I scoured anthologies of short stories, and I read very differently, reading stories several times, studying poems for the levels I believed they might offer other people coming to the group. I read to find depth, both in metaphor and language. I was reading for a reason, sure, but with a set of demands in my own mind. It was a fascinating couple of years. I think it raised what I expect from all writing, and the intense focus of 10 to 15 minds on a story or a poem has made me far more critical in the best way. But I read poetry as a writer and a fan. So much is published that I read individual poems before I commit myself to a whole collection. When I first take a collection out of the library or buy it, I read it from cover to cover quickly and voraciously. I think this habit's been formed by reviewing. I've reviewed poetry books for small magazines over a couple of decades, and I trust that first impression which a quick read-through makes. But of course poetry books demand rereading, and when I do reread, I move from poem to poem, but not in the order they're presented in the collection. Some poems I know I will not get on with and will have to spend more time on. If I have a strong reaction to a poem or collection, I'm also driven to try and identify why. Then there are the books in all genres I read for comfort or as benchmarks of quality. When I'm floundering around, failing to write, I read the poems of Michael Longley, Gwendolyn Brooks or Basho. I find myself often drawn back to the prose of Jean Rhys for its emotional rawness. Every writer has her or his own unique style or inclination, so depending on what I'm struggling with, I read to absorb a spirit of generosity or simplicity, technical skill, delight, experimental drive, or lyrical beauty.